Well, as we enter the first day of mourning to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, I'm joined now by the Queen's representative in Rutland, Dr. Sarah Furness. Dr. Furness, you met Her Majesty, you represented her in the county and have for a number of years now.
Yes, I did. And although we all knew that Her Majesty was 96, she'd always been there. It's just such a shock. I feel completely hollowed out, as many people do, and desperately sad. It really came sort of suddenly, in a way. I suppose looking back, we saw the signs, but we just couldn't believe that Her Majesty wouldn't go on forever. It's a wonderful record, 70 years as Queen, and I think probably she's been our country's greatest monarch. She has been Queen throughout such a period of change. I mean, massive social change and massive technological change, so that actually when she acceded the throne, life was just so very different. And yet she's been a steady presence and a focus, a national focus, and that's been something that we all find very reassuring. And I think she almost feels to all of us as if she were a member of our family. We see so many images of her, and her care and her warmth as something that we are all very familiar with. And I think we feel a personal sense of loss. I certainly do. And I feel very strongly for the rest of the royal family, because it must be very difficult. I know that at the moment I'm very busy and lots of emails and arranging things for this period of mourning. They must be having even more at a point where they have real personal grief. And poor King Charles, he's succeeding, but of course he's lost his mother. It's a very difficult one for him.
Indeed. And you met Her Majesty at a small reception when you just become Lord Lieutenant of the county.
That was an absolute delight. It was in the music room at Buckingham Palace. It was wonderful. My daughter was with me, so she, who's still in her 30s, will be able to talk about having met the longest serving monarch ever. And the Queen was so warm, and she has a wonderful twinkle in her eye. You know, she's smaller than you think, which she is. She was also much prettier than, I mean, she always looks pretty, but she was very pretty, and with this sort of sparkle and glint and sense of amusement. Equally, she was someone who had that natural authority. You wouldn't want to sort of displease her somehow. But of course, that's what's made her the great monarch that she is.
And you talked about the period of change that she has reigned through, but she very much led that period of change.
Absolutely. And I think it's extraordinary if you look back to the 50s when women were expected to give up work on marriage. And, you know, even until 1975, I think you could still be dismissed from a job just because you were a woman or you were pregnant or something. So she came in at a time when women were very much expected to stay at home and do things. And when the Church of England didn't admit women, the House of Lords didn't admit women until a bit later, but the Church of England much later. And yet, because she had this calm, natural authority, she just got on with being the monarch, and we all accepted it, and that was wonderful. She demonstrated in a very subtle way that women could have dignity and authority and so on, and of course women can do things like that. And she has been monarch while she's seen the role of women transform and the role of most people transform out of all recognition. It's interesting that the NHS had just been set up just before she came to the throne, and the Education Act, all those things. So suddenly health and education were accessible to all. And that was something that fueled massive social change. But she has reigned throughout it all. And if we think of the technological changes, you know, all the computers and communication and so on, it's extraordinary the changes that have taken place.
Indeed. And just thinking back to just a few months ago when we were marking her 70 years on the throne with the Platinum Jubilee and that long weekend, and of course all the tree planting that's been happening across Rutland, which you've been leading.
Yes, well, that's wonderful. What a wonderful, positive way to celebrate 70 years by planting trees. And I'm so pleased that she thought of this. It's very typical of her to think of something that will last for future generations and make a beneficial impact on us all. But isn't it wonderful that we were all able to pay tributes to her through the Platinum Jubilee? I mean, I know she wasn't able to take part in all of it, but she was able to see it all and to know the affection that the whole country and indeed the world held her in. I'm so pleased that that happened and that she saw that. That's something that makes me feel better about this death today.
Now, obviously, with the constitutional changes, you yourself are involved with that at Oakham Castle on Sunday with the reading of the proclamation.
Yes, there will be a proclamation. The national anthem is going to be played live, and the proclamation, I will introduce the High Sheriff, and then the High Sheriff traditionally makes the proclamation of the new king. And at that point, the flags will be flying at full mast, not half mast, from the day before. On the Saturday, the national proclamation will be made, but regional proclamations are made on the Sunday. And then after that ceremony at 1:30, the flags will return to being half-mast. But it will be a real piece of history, so I do urge everyone to come and see it.
And do you know what time that is on Sunday?
It's at 12:30, and the gates to the castle will be opened at 12 o'clock.
And people listening to this may like to pay their own tributes to Her Majesty in the county. How can they best do that?
Well, they can go online, and the Royal Family have a virtual book of condolence available. Oakham Town Council and Uppingham Town Council both have books of condolence available. And following the proclamation, which I hope everybody will come to, there will be books of condolence, and people will be able to follow that ceremony by signing the books of condolence in our castle, which I always think of as the iconic centre of Rutland. So it would be very appropriate to sign that on that day.
Floral tributes as well. People are laying flowers at war memorials in churchyards.
Well, yes. And we are a green county, and green is our colour in Rutland. So although I understand absolutely everyone's grief and their wish to lay tributes, I would urge that if you feel you really want to lay flowers, please can you remove the cellophane, make sure the cellophane's not there, and then they can be rotted down and returned to the earth, become compost. But what would be better and would have more longevity is a plant, you know, a pot of lavender would be lovely. We can find somewhere to put it. Or bulbs. At the moment, you know, bulbs are freely available, and it would be fantastic to do some massive bulb planting. Or we are collecting to make a really long-lasting tribute to Her Majesty, and I would love us to have a base relief or a bust, or maybe, if we manage to raise a lot of money, a full-size statue of Her Majesty that we could have in Oakham, in our county town, so that would go on forever, and that would be a wonderful way to remember our greatest monarch.
So to sum up the legacy that the longest reigning monarch in history has left us, one that has served us very well.
Absolutely. And if we think about the changes that have taken place in her reign, we can see more clearly how important that continuity that we've had in her as a monarch is. And indeed, the whole system of monarchy, because we know, you know, it's very much the Queen is dead, long live the King. We know that we have a continuation, even though Her Majesty has died. And I'm so glad that Camilla has been named as Queen Consort, and the Queen made sure that everything was in place before she died so that we all knew exactly what would happen next.
Dr. Sarah Furness, Rutland's Lord Lieutenant, thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound at this sad time, and a time where I guess we do look back at the last 70 years and we look forward to what's to come with King Charles III, as he will officially be proclaimed this weekend.
Yes, thank you.